Our scripture lesson this morning is from 2 Corinthians, Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth. He is trying to shore them up, to give them words of encouragement from the outside forces that are pushing in this small, young Christian church. Paul writes these words. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for this day we give you thanks. For your servant Paul and the words of good news that he brings to us today. For his drive and stamina, his desire to preach to the world. Oh God, we are grateful for his calling. And pray that your Spirit now will rest upon us, giving us a sense of rest and peace and comfort from the activities of daily life and living. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our Redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. It's always interesting to walk around at flea markets or places that you can donate and things come in and see how a person can use another person's junk. Even garbage to make a new creation. Somewhere, I don't know how we got it. My dad now has it hanging down in a building that we call the hole, because that seems to be where everything goes. Take it to the hole. It's a mobile of airplanes made out of pop cans. Well, some of you are very good at repurposing things, as they now say. Old greeting cards are turned into kitchen magnets or framed and used around homes, all kinds of things. And according to today's scripture from Corinthians, you are a new creation. So am I. Listen to Paul. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Oh, we know that in this newness, We've experienced that because Christ has died for each of us. And then when you and I were baptized, we died to our old self as well. And what then emerges out of the waters of baptism is the new creation that Paul speaks of in this scripture reading. After baptism, we are newly born. You are in Christ, and you are a new creation. It's as if we've been made over by God in that very moment. Now, in our culture, we are infatuated with makeovers. Oh, I don't know what. There's so many TV shows about that. Extreme makeovers. What's that one? I have to admit, I used to watch it too, where they would come in and go through your wardrobe and throw everything out if you were willing to come to some city. What was that called? What Not to Wear. How in the world could I even forget? What Not to Wear. And oh, good Lord, you look at some of the pictures they would show of people, what they were wearing, and you would just go, what were you thinking when you left the house this morning? Goodness gracious. They even have TV shows where, you know, it's the hair is redone, the eyes are redone, the teeth are redone, the suck a little bit out here and put a little bit in there, and all kinds of full body makeovers for the individual, let alone now the homes we live in where older homes are given facelifts and redone and remodeled and just look phenomenal. You even walk into the bookstore. And perhaps more importantly, as we tell our kids, it might be a joy and a celebration to look good on the outside. But folks, it's more important to look good on the inside. And you go now into the bookstores and the self-help areas, and there's all kinds of books in there to seek to change your insides and make you feel healthy and whole and good about what's going on. Well, the best good news about that is in the scriptures today. When we hear new creation, we might think of that full overhaul. But Paul's talking about that new creation that we experience in and through Jesus Christ. Paul reminds us in so many words that when we become a part of God and God's kingdom, we become representatives of Jesus Christ. We become ambassadors for God's kingdom. Ambassadors are people who represent the realm of their citizenship. An ambassador of the United States is an American no matter where he or she lives and goes. And that person represents the wills and wishes of the United States. And people will judge the United States by how that ambassador behaves. So what Paul is saying here is that each of us holds the position of ambassador within the kingdom of God. We are ambassadors to Christ in the world. No matter where we go, whether we go to work or eat out, whether we go to a ball game or the corner grocery store, whether we're socializing with friends or family, we are representing Christ. Now, not everyone that we're going to bump into knows what it means to be a Christian or a member of the kingdom of God. And yet still we represent Christ. So people are going to judge God's kingdom, the church, and Jesus Christ by how you and I behave. a little scary, huh? Probably some churches are going to start showing the movie that came out about, 12 or 15 years ago, The Passion of Christ. I remember one time there was a couple that went to that movie and they came out and they started arguing about the movie and they got into a fight and one stabbed the other. What? How does that represent Christ to the world? Oh, you're arguing so much you went and tried to kill one another. What in the world are we thinking sometimes? But here's another story. The church had a good pastor. The members were faithful and kind and just fairly quiet and subdued. Just life went along. And a few members had had an experience and became lit up, as it's called, on fire for Jesus Christ. And they were bold in their proclamations. And they took an interest in the ministry of the church. And with the support of the pastor, they tried to make some amazing changes. I clicked on a picture that's in my cell phone. The preacher standing looking out over the church saying, "How many of you want change?" And everybody raised their hand. The next caption is, "How many of you are willing to change?" And everybody kept there. So the church tried to do some amazing changes through this new group of people. And at the same time, though, there were those members that, they kind of liked things the way they were. And they were in positions of making authority and making decisions. And they liked it the way it was and had been. And they feared change. And out of their fear, they could not accept any of the changes that were trying to be made. And so they attacked those individuals who were on fire for Jesus Christ. And as those attacks continued, they also then attacked the pastor. And in the end, tired of being beaten down and worn out, the pastor and a group of families left that congregation and the church was decimated. But here's the saddest thing of all. To those on the outside of the church, to those on the margins of the congregation, to those watching and looking, those members within the congregation were representatives of Jesus Christ. And so by the actions and the ill will of the men and the women who oust the pastor and that group of believers, they were witnessing to the kingdom just as much as those who were on fire were witnessing to the kingdom. And for years, pastors and other Christians, no doubt, will hear words like, "Well, I'll never be a Christian because of what I saw those Christians do to one another." So, brothers and sisters, like it or not, you and I are representatives of Jesus Christ. You and I are ambassadors for the kingdom of God. What we do, what we say, how we act, how we interact with people on a daily basis reflects upon the whole body of Jesus Christ. Now, before we leave shaking in our boots and afraid to do anything, because fear can be a great motivator to do nothing, let's remember that God is serious about each and every one of us here this morning. God is serious enough about you to make you into a new creation. God is serious enough about you to give you the job of being an ambassador for Jesus Christ. And God is serious enough about you. Here's some good news. God is serious enough about you to forgive you for every single mistake that you have ever made, that I've ever made. God loves you deeply and truly. And God has chosen you. God has chosen me to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ in this church and in this world. And God believes that you and I can do this. And God journeys with us as we go. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, what a sense of peace and comfort to know that we're not alone. What a calling to know that you call us to represent you. And now, oh God, in these moments that we share together, we recognize the fact that you are serious enough about us to give us a new start and a new beginning right now. For through this holy meal, everything in the past is free and clear and wiped away and gone. Your grace and forgiveness are sufficient. Thank you, O God, for it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.